Hello, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tamura, Bavli, Daf Lamed. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis, in the middle of the page on the 12th line, if Tani Tani. If Tani Tani Hayaudim Eretz Yisrael, if Tani Tani Hayaudim Chutz La'aretz, if Tani Tani Hayaudim Gul Bifnei Atzmei. Some teach that the Yaudin is from part of Eretz Yisrael, some teach that the Yaudin is part of Chutz La'aretz, and some teach that the Yaudin is a border by itself, which is part of Eretz Yisrael and part of Chutz La'aretz. The one who says that the Yaldin is part of Eretz Yisrael is because of the Pasuk in Dvarim Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin, and the Ava, and the Yaldin, and the Gvul. Manda Amma Yaldin Mechus La'aretz, V'Hayaldin Yigvul Oisei Lefa'as Kedma. The one who says that the Yaldin is from Chus La'aretz, he learns it from a Pasuk in Yoshua, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chof, and the Yaldin borders it on the eastern side. And the opinion that says that the Yaldin is its own border only obligates a master behemoth when the Yaldin itself has 10 animals there, but the animals on either side do not combine. If the Yaldin took from this side means it became dry and gave to this side means water covered the land. What it took, and what it gave, it gave. The man Kaiman, what's the case? If in a place that was Eretz Yisrael and became Suya, this cannot be, because surely it retained its chazoka for the laws of Maisus and Shemitah. Quoting Yochanan and Simon quoting Shimon Levi answered, it for the chazokas, means after 3 years the buyer is believed to say that he lost the document if the owner was in the same region and didn't protest. And for bio, which is in Shemitah, when the last attached payrus of a species are finished in a region, one has to eradicate that species from his home. And the third din of a division for Maisa Behema. Rav Hillel, quoting Rav Lakish, said this is if it took earth from one side and deposited on the other side, it gets a law where it's now for all matters.